New South Wales Agriculture Minister is calling it a fish Armageddon. And he's announced an ambitious rescue and breeding program to try to prevent the extinction of native fish in the Murray-Darling Basin. This follows warnings from the Natural Resources Commissioner of yet more mass fish kills in Australia's biggest river system this summer. But the breeding program, which the minister has likened to a Noah's Ark survival plan, has put him at odds with those who criticise the findings and highlighted the divisions within the state government over water management, as Gavin Coote reports.
The 500-kilometre stretch of the Lower Darling River isn't an ideal habitat for native fish at the moment.
Oh, it's like a massive toboggan track, mate. It's just a dry riverbed.
Rob Gregory is a tourism operator at Menindee in far west New South Wales, where up to a million fish, including decades-old Murray cod, were killed last summer. Looking at the poor health of the Darling, he's worried about what will come of remaining fish in the system this coming summer.
They're going to just basically either be killed by over-temperature, algal blooms, or no water.
The New South Wales Agriculture Minister, Adam Marshall, isn't sugarcoating the situation.
It will be the equivalent of a fish Armageddon in New South Wales this summer.
He's today announced a $10 million plan to stop this. Fisheries officers will work with recreational fishing clubs to rescue native fish from sections of the Murray-Darling which are most at risk, like the Lower Darling. They'll then be housed in fish hatcheries and then returned to the system once river conditions improve.
We will use hatcheries like this to create a modern-day Noah's Ark.
Paul Humphreys is an ecologist with Charles Sturt University and says the Noah's Ark metaphor is inappropriate.
It's a terrible choice because it was actually floods that caused the problem that Noah was trying to solve, and here we're talking about droughts. It's also, I think, a problem because, in fact, Noah was essentially being instructed by God, and I think in some ways we're playing God with this sort of stuff.
Paul Humphreys says fish restocking can work in saving species and genetics, but won't solve all the other environmental issues in the basin.
I'm not knocking the idea in many ways, but it is a fairly dramatic and drastic sort of last-ditch effort, in my opinion, and should be just one of a swathe of different approaches to dealing with the issue.
There's growing division around the management of rivers in New South Wales, with the state's Water Minister, Melinda Pavey, in dispute with the government's Natural Resources Commission after it warned about the dire state of the Barwon-Darling River system. Minister Pavey has criticised the Commission's draft findings that the over-allocation of water to irrigators had pushed the Darling River into hydrological drought 3 years early. Now, in a leaked letter to the Water Minister, Natural Resources Commissioner John Kennery has hit back.
Never in my time as Commissioner have I been publicly criticised by a Minister for the quality or process of our work.
The Office of the Water Minister, Melinda Pavey, has been contacted for a response to the letter. The Agriculture Minister, Adam Marshall, declined to be drawn on whether he accepts the draft report's findings and said he would wait for the final report. Fran Sheldon from Griffith University's Australian Rivers Institute, who gave input on the Natural Resources Commission's report, says the issue is much more complex than just removing and restocking fish.
It's not a simple solution to just be putting a whole heap of fish out there into the system. They still need to eat something. So we need to be making sure that whatever decisions are made supports the whole ecosystem, not just one component.
That's ecologist Fran Sheldon. Gavin Coote with our report.